Welcome back. We wish to discuss something more on analytical models for identifying the locations. I shared with you the location cost volume profit analysis. This is typically a model where we are talking about how the cost of manufacturing or cost of a final system can increase or decrease your profits. So basically, whenever we are talking about this location cost volume or the break-even analysis model, we are talking about two important costs. One is the fixed cost and the other is the variable cost. So when we talk about fixed cost, sometimes the fixed cost, initial fixed cost could be high. And since it is high, probably you may say, okay, this is high. But it is quite possible that if you are creating or if you are generating a high volume of business there, probably the variable cost could go low. So one has to be very clear that what is going to be the overall cost or the profit analysis which is going to be there with subject to your volumes. So volume does play an important role, and that could be one of the criteria when we talk about this location analysis. So we need to be very clear what is that volume which I wish to do in that typical location, because that is one is the fixed cost and the second is the variable cost. With continuously increasing business, the variable cost comes down, and that is another important point one has to be taking care of. Factor rating model is a model which is governed by a lot of factors. So factors could be say transportation or cost of people or cost of land or cost of electricity or cost of acquisition of customer. So one has to be very clear that what are some of the factors which are very, very important, and then you can give weightages to these factors, and based on the weightages to the factor, you can also see what is the cost which is getting involved into these factors, and then you can do an analysis which will help you identifying that is this location, if there are two locations or four locations with similar kind of factor ratings. So you need to analyze that which is the factor which is so crucial for your business or critical for your business, and then identify the location. The third model is the center of gravity model. When I say center of gravity, the word itself says that wherever your gravity is pulling the system down, or when I say I am talking about the movement of goods or movement of material. Suppose if you are talking about say retail malls, and if you have say 50 shops, and you need to identify a warehouse. So which is what should be the location of your warehouse? So this is where your center of gravity model can be used. So you will have to calculate the load distance matrix method, wherein you have to calculate the transportation distance of transportation from the center of gravity points. So you will have to first identify which are the center of gravity points. This is purely getting calculated based on certain parameters, which are the amount of load and the distance. So this model purely works on load distance cost model. So this is how these three models are helpful in identifying the right location of the plant. There are many more models in the manufacturing. It could be dimensional analysis, it could be Brown and Gibson model, there could be simple median model. So there can be n number of factors, but some of the important factors which we thought probably could help you in service businesses, we thought we'll share with you. Some of the factors which influence service facility locations could be customer proximity, service business area, which I have shared with you in the earlier slide, availability of skilled labor, free trade zone, suppliers, or environmental policy. Choosing a good location for service business is another topic which is very important. And is location important for success of your service business? I think this is the answer to this question is important, and it could be relevant for you, but it will be purely based on the type of business, service business you are in. What type of location is best for your service business, and how much rent can you afford it? Is your proposed location appropriate for what you plan to do there? So you will have to understand what is the type of service you wish to start. Some example could be when you talk about say courier as a business. So you will have to see whether location is very important or location is not important. When you talk about say legal business, so you will have to see that For a legal business, do you feel customers are going to walk into you, or you are going to walk to the customers? A very crude example could be, suppose you are into, say, plumbing kind of business or service business, where you are talking about repairs and maintenance. Customers knowing your phone number is more important than your location, and they call you at your residence, at their residence, because you need to serve them, and you will have to walk into their houses or their offices to serve them. So you will have to see that whether your service location is important, or probably, you know, your contact numbers or your visibility in terms of contact things is more important. The other important parameter is also talks about the rent. What is the rent which one can afford towards the location? Because rent is a fixed cost to the system, and one has to really see that how much one can afford towards the rentals, because businesses need to be moving with regards to the rent proposition which gets into the system. Is your proposed location appropriate for your for what you plan to do? Like, if you wish to do coaching business, means coaching, I'm talking about the personal coaching or probably student coaching business. So if it is a student coaching business, you need to be near to the school or near to a housing society where probably a lot of people or families stay, and then probably. But if you're talking about professional coaching, probably it is good to be in a place where probably people who understand coaching, probably people also who appreciate coaching. So you will have to see what is the right location, and this choice of a location can be very, very important. And especially the service domains. See, when you talk about a beauty salon or a doctor's clinic, probably these factors, they need to have a factor in mind that what is the kind of market they are addressing, what is the kind of market size which they wish to have or acquire over a period of time, what is the kind of footfalls they are looking for, and what is the class of customers they are into. So they need to identify all that before they start choosing a location. Getting into service business is not that simple, because one is it purely works on credibility and reliability, unless and until the service is so unique that the customers do not have options. But those are very rare services, and it is difficult to be into that kind of service domain. So one has to be very careful in choosing a location of a service business. Is important location or location important for success of a service business? I am with the thought that location is very important, but may not be that important for some of the service businesses. As I have shared with you, like when you talk about plumbing or all those services where one has to visit the site of the customer, in all those parameters, then service locations hardly have any roles, because customers are never going to walk into a plumber's office unless and until the systems are so modernized, or probably there is a big contract for which customer has to walk into the service location. Otherwise, there is hardly any chance. Similarly, when you talk about internet-based services, especially when you talk about cloud computing domains or server installations or server location or server disaster recovery locations, so these locations may not be in a very, very prominent area, because somebody who can, they can be at any location from where the access is available, the technology access available may not be the physical access of a person or human being. So this is how one has to be very careful ki what is the objective of the business, what is the objective of service, and is customer being a part of that, or is customer going to be into that service location, is he going to consume the services in the service location, or is he going to consume his services in his office or his residence. So based on that parameters, one can decide the location. What type of location is best for service business? Now, this is a very simple question. So one has to see that first criteria is customer going to come, or the service provider is going to go to the customer. So once that is clear, and if we assume that customer is going to come into the service, so you will have to think that customer is going to walk, or he is going to come on foot, or is he going to come by car. If he is going to come on foot, means you need to identify what is the class of customer is he. because you know, there can be XYZ reasons when you talk about customers coming on foot. Second, you will have to see whether he is going to drive in or will they. So if they are going to drive in, so you will have to take care of the parking. So do you have, are you in a location where parking is conveniently available? Because if parking is difficult, then customers may not come to you. So no, that can be saying closing doors for the customers. No, lack of parking can be closing doors for the customers. So will more customers come if you locate near other similar businesses? So like when you go to a market, no, probably the earlier market concept, wherein we see that when you talk about say steel market, so a lot of people with steel systems are there. When you talk about jewelry market, so a lot of shops with jewelry, jewelry shops will be in the same location. Or similarly, when you talk about any of those services, you know, it could be legal service. So legal, a lot of lawyers will be sitting in that location. So are you preferring to have that kind of based on the similarity of the business? Because then customers anyway are going to be there, and then you identify your customers in that crowd. Or you are talking about identifying purely a new location where there is no competition, direct competition, but you will have to market in such a way that customers still come to you even if you are not located in that area where similar business is happening. Will the reputation of neighborhood or even of a particular building help draw customers? See, now a lot of real estate people are marketing that we give you the address which is reckoned or which is known in the system. So people also are driven by the brands. So if it is, you know, in Mumbai, probably people say if it is in Hiranandani or if it is in Powai area or if it is in South Bombay, then probably people can have a different notion about the business or the customers. So one has to be clear what is that and what is the type of business one is in. So that can help one to identify the niche and grow the business, because all these parameters play very vital role in developing the business. And location may not be very visible or very important element when you talk about many people understanding, but it does play very silently a very, very important role. As I have shared with you in the earlier slide, how much rent can you afford? So one has to see in a business rent cost, which is fixed cost in a business. A lot of research should be done while taking premises on rent. Because rent is one thing which is going to be paid if it is an annual basis or monthly basis or whatever basis. Rent is to be paid, and there is always a burden of paying rent. I am not saying it is a burden, but means only burden. But one has to take care of what is the kind of rent one has to pay and what is the kind of returns one is going to get out of those rent. So no, this is an important parameter, because again, we have seen a lot of shops getting closed because of they could not afford the rent, and there are still a lot of shops which only run on rent. So now one has to decide what is the kind of business. Next to need to check appropriateness of the location under consideration. One has to be again clear with this location parameters. Location strategy is important, and when you talk about location strategy, there can be a lot of factors. See, first of all, let us understand what is this strategy all about and what is this location strategy. So strategy, you will remember, we have discussed in chapter number 2 when you talk about service operation strategy, or we'll discuss in some of the other chapters, especially the service strategy. So strategy is something which is there when you talk about some competition coming in. If there is no competition, then you can have a big plan and long-term plan. But strategy word comes with some winning thought process or acquisition of some markets, a big market share or all that. So first of all, one has to be clear that is the location strategy or the operation strategy in line with the business strategy or the corporate strategy. So unless and until you are clear with the business strategy, you cannot have a great operation strategy. And there has to be an alignment between business strategy and the operation strategy, because operation strategy becomes your part of the functional strategy. Whereas, so how this functional strategy is going to help the marketing, the finance, and the other support system or other functions to ensure that whatever is the business strategy is being it is being achieved. So location strategy becomes part of the operation strategy, and one has to think of formulating a good strategy. So some of the parameters which need to be considered when you are formulating a strategy could be facilities. So all the facilities which are required for making the business success is important. So all those facilities, it could be transportation, power, labor, vendors, suppliers, availability, entertainment, all those parameters need to be very, very important. Then feasibility. So how feasible is the location, or how feasible the site is? It could be again based on the people pattern, the ergonomics pattern, the environment pattern, the climatic conditions, the availability, the reach. So many factors could be there when you talk about feasibility. Logistics is important, and because movement of people is important, especially when you talk about services, logistics is important, because like in Mumbai, when you say people in Borivali, if they have to travel to Vikhroli, then it is a pain. So people are traveling, and there is no option. But what I am trying to tell you is, if you have this logistics issue, there can be a lot of big attrition rate, and people will leave the jobs because of traveling issues and traveling time consumption. So these issues can be very important issues sometimes. So one has to be clear in logistics affairs. Labor is definitely a pain point of any service business. So availability of labor, availability of cheap labor, ability of right skill set, availability of right attitude for services, and availability of right community of people which can gel. Community and site again is important. Where, what is the location, what is the community around, are they supporting, are they enthusiastic about this business, or all that. So community and site, trade zones, political risk, governmental regulations, environmental regulations, which we have already discussed, and therefore I'm not repeating them. Incentives, and if there are incentives in terms of tax rebates or some other rebates, one has to take care of and take advantage when you talk about the business proposition or the part of the strategy. Organization's requirement could be size, means what is the size of size of land or size of office, what is the kind of traffic one is going to handle. What is the kind of population one is in? Suppose I am giving you a very simple example of say, if one of the automobile industry or automobile company wants to start a dealership in one of the locations, suppose say in Aurangabad. So what are the factors they need to look into before starting a dealership? Because one has to know that when you talk about opening a dealership in one of the locations, and if you have to ensure that that dealership survives over a period of time, one has to see some of the parameters. So the parameters could be, before. So understand. See, so when do you buy a car is the first question. So people who buy car, so people who have already bought probably some of the basic infrastructures in terms of their gas connections in the house, or the kitchen equipments, which are so important. Your refrigerator is more important. Your probably television sets are more important, or some of these important sets means. So if you do a survey which will give you a lot of data in terms of the number of television sets, the number of refrigerator sets, number of two-wheelers already being sold in that market, and the, say, probably the average bank balance, if you get these datas, probably then you can decide whether you should open a dealership or no. Because just opening a dealership because there is a population makes no sense. Because it could be a large village where population can be there, and probably number of cars sold could be less. So parameters are important in terms of and what is going to be the cost of running the show, the cost of running the infrastructure, because every day the cost increases, every year or every month this cost keeps on increasing. The fixed cost also over a period of time, though it is called fixed, but over a period of time this fixed cost keeps on increasing with the time and systems. So one has to be very clear here. So these are some of the requirements in terms of supplier, labor, infrastructure, total cost, population, and traffic and size, right? Multiple plant manufacturing strategies. These are largely with manufacturing strategies, but I thought I'll just share with you because it can also support you in terms of BPOs, because a lot of BPOs have multiple locations today. So product plant strategy, the market area strategy, the process plant strategy, the general purpose plant strategy, or service business strategy. So these are largely five strategies where we talk about. See, when you talk about the product plant strategy, we are talking about the focus is on the product in that plant. So if a company has to manufacture multiple types of product in the similar kind of industry, then they can go for another location and they can go for multiple plants. So they have multiple products and therefore they are going for multiple plant. So that is the strategy which some of the companies can go with. The logic here is probably you have the expertise of manufacturing, but if you wish to generate more volumes of a similar kind of product, so you reduce your setup time cost, you reduce your wastage, you reduce your idle times, and therefore you say, okay, can I have a different plant for different product? And that is what the strategy could be. Market area means like example, we have this cold drinks. So cold drink cost of, say, if all the cold drink in India is getting manufactured in Mumbai, then probably the cost of transportation of these bottles could be very, very high. So they would say that, okay, can I start manufacturing in Delhi also? Can I start manufacturing in Lucknow also? Can I start manufacturing in Bangalore also? And every location where I feel that there is a market, I can start manufacturing. So that can be that if I do that, probably my transportation cost reduces and I am in that market and I am supporting that market with the product. Process plant strategy means when you talk about processes. So some of the plants are highly process driven. So if the process requirements are different, then I say, okay, can I have one more plant which can help me in probably coming up with new systems and new things. So process based strategy. General purpose plant strategy means some of the plants are general purpose plants. When I say general purpose, we are talking about batch manufacturing kind of scenario where we talk about appliances being made or general purpose equipment is being made. So for those plants, probably toolings could be similar or some of the tools could be similar or most of the tools could be similar. Probably the amount of labor which gets into is skilled labor and probably you use similar kind of skilled labor. So when you have those kind of facilities, probably you either because of your capacity increase or because of your market share or because of the market requirements, probably you have multiple plant strategy. Service business strategy could be based on there are few segments in the market probably or few systems in the market which are driven by services. So you have a manufacturing system which is supported by services. You have a system which is or probably area which requires more services. So it could be based on the type of market, the type of customers you handle and the requirement of the business or the requirement of the product itself. So based on this, you can have different strategies in place. And these are all highly business driven. So business driven means either product, plant, process, people, market, or the services which are required by the product itself. So this is where that manufacturing strategies could play a role. Trends, future trends for the strategies could be, see, today markets are going global and more companies are venturing out of their country and trying to get into countries like India, China, These are set to be the future markets, and a lot of companies are exploring the opportunities in India, example. So international level competition. So one has to be clear that, okay, we go there, probably we have a different culture, and how are we going to survive in that location, or how are we going to compete in that location? Change in economic environment, because economic conditions in this country could be different and economic environment in the other country could be different. So there are changes in the economic. So these are one has to be focused on what is the economic environment in that country, and am I capable enough of handling that kind of economic environment? Is my system or my industry or my company in a position to get into that? Industry process automation. A lot of companies in the race of producing quality products and reducing the errors get into process automation. And if you're talking about more volumes, you're seeing that, okay, probably process automation is the only way. And but when you talk about Chinese companies or Korean companies, they think that labor automation or cheap labor could be the other substitute. So different strategies could be deployed by different companies, and these are some of the trends. Especially the when you talk about industry process automation, we can also think of capital intensive strategies where somebody says that I will have everything getting automated, but I produce high quality. But when I say high or low quality, it is so subjective that somebody says this is high and somebody says no, probably this is so high that I don't require it. and so we don't know whether, but what we wish to share with you is, one has to be very clear that what is the kind of strategy one has to deploy with the markets in place. Transportation and IT development is very important too, because transportation is one cost which I have shared with you is it creates value, but it is more of a utility value or the place value of the product, not the product value. Secondly, when you talk about deployment of technology, we'll have one chapter in place which is going to discuss more on deployment of technology. So technology can be one of the strategic thing which can, you know, which can be a part of your location as well. GIT is today, because everybody is talking about reduction in inventory and more of the means just in time kind of scenarios. So just in time can be area where your cash is not blocked into the system and you continue to reap the benefit of efficient suppliers who supply the thing just in time, right in time, and right at that place where your reduction, your transportation cost or your movement in of the goods is reduced, and you you use this as a differentiator, strategic differentiator in the business. Thank you very much. There can be means, you know, there are other options like getting into retail and other stuff. Probably, the study material has some more examples. Probably once you go through that, probably you will enjoy. Thank you very much.